One of the ways that nonviolent communication helps people to exercise the quality of authority that gets people to do things willingly, because they see how it's going to enrich their own life and the lives of others to do it. One way is not to see people as titles, but to see people for their humanness, even if they have titles. For example, when I used to teach at a university, I used to find that it was hard to create the quality of connection that I like to have when I'm in a learning or teaching situation. I like to have people connecting with me as a person and sharing with them what's valuable to me. I don't like to be in this position where they see me as this person who's imposing knowledge upon them. So I used to try to figure out, what can I do so that the students will see me as a human being offering them something that's valuable to me that I hope will be valuable to them? How can we create that quality of connection, even though the institution, the university, makes it a challenge to do so? After working on this for a couple of years, trying different things early in the semester to try to figure out what can I do so that we can get over this culturally learned view of authority as these people who sit in judgment and makes it hard to see them as real people, how do I get the students to see my humanness? And I came up with a playful little exercise the very first day that helped a lot. I would come in to the class the first day and say, "Hello, my name's Marshall Rosenberg. Before we get started in the course, I'd like to tell you a few things about myself that just might be interesting for you to know. I noticed that as I came in, that several of you were sitting with your legs crossed. And this is embarrassing for me to say this, but you know, in my culture, you show respect for authority by sitting with both feet firmly on the ground. So I wonder if, knowing that, you would be willing to sit with both feet on the ground this semester and not cross your legs." Now, the students looked at me a little strangely. They'd apparently never heard something like this coming from a teacher before. And almost all of them uncrossed their legs. And then I said, "Now quick, before you forget, please write down, word for word, what you heard me say." A scary percentage of these students heard nothing but an order or a demand. They said, "You said that we had to uncross our legs." And they could hear nothing but an order. They had been in schools or been in families or work situations where the authorities made orders. Other students said, "No, he didn't make a demand. He said it was wrong to have our legs crossed. It was disrespectful." So others heard criticism or judgments coming from me. And I wasn't surprised, because these were graduate students, and they had been trained to hear coming from authority demands and criticisms, and hadn't been educated in a way that would help them see the humanness of people with these titles. My favorite student still sat with his legs crossed. And I said to him, "Sir, what did you write down?" He said, "I just wrote down you were nuts." I knew he and I were going to get along real well. Because for learning to take place, I believe it takes place through dialogue, through sharing, not by imposing by authority. And I think that this is the same in the workplace, where effective work is done, not by orders being imposed, but by people who join together with a common purpose and who see their needs being met by what is being done. And when they hear coming from authority requests, they see how it's in everybody's advantage to do this. When there is this connection where people connect with each other's humanness and don't let the titles get in the way, whether it's in a family, in a school, in a workplace, or in a government, I believe the people will relate in a way that is much better for all and better for the organization.